Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation Host. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. Wow. You know, I mean, we can't wait. We got a pandemic here. We can't waste it. We got to sit there. We got a 0.03% death rate, but we got to sit there and we got to make sure that, you know, people can vote by mail, or we got to make sure that they do that, you know. Yeah, I think the GOP needs to control all the voting by mail. Should go to one GOP place, and then we do all the voting by mail for the people that want it, for the Democrats that want to do it, you know. Because Stacey Abrams is pushing that like crazy. You know, all these women are like, oh, we stand by Joe Biden. Oh, we stand by a predator. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but... really?
Oh, yeah.
Alyssa Milano thinks he's great. Well, let me tell you something. What, has she been molested by him, or what? Is she being paid? What the heck is, you know? I thought she believed all women. I guess not. And I want to interview her. I want to get her on this. I want to have her interviewed. I want to have her explain, why do you believe all women, but this woman that says she's, you don't need to believe this woman. Just look at the tens of thousands of videos and photos of him sniffing women and putting his arm on little girls' legs and they go like this and they jump out of the way. It's a creeper. I want to get into that. I just want to get into, let me check here, because the Biden campaign and all kinds of stuff and talking points, there's all kinds of lies and misconceptions there.
And now crochet only use products made in the USA.
Yeah.
All the yarn, everything made in the USA. 100% USA made and assembled.
Made and crocheted by Mel herself. Now remember, Amazon sourced thermal cameras from a blacklisted Chinese company. There are companies that you're not legally allowed to buy from, and they sourced this stuff from a blacklisted company. Just like that Obamacare. You know, they went to a company in Canada that was fired by Canada for how bad they were. And we're going to have you run our website for Obamacare. A Michigan rally took place, and they stormed the Capitol. See, I wish they would have went in there guns blazing. That's what I thought was happening. I thought they were shooting guns and stuff at the Capitol. So I'm disappointed. You know, at least they stormed it, and they want answers.
After what they're doing to my folks?
Yeah.
We might be.
See, but here's the thing, though. In Indiana, they would say, screw the permit. We're just going
to
do the work anyways.
Explain to them kind of what's going on.
Yeah. If you don't know, my mother and father-in-law's house caught fire. They have, like, wires catch fire, whatever, in the bedroom, and they had to tear out the wall and all this. And because they're on, like, total isolation and lockdown in Michigan where you can't buy this, you can't buy that, you can't do this, can't do that because it's not essential. They can't, the company can't do work because they can't get permits. No, in Indiana, they probably just do the work anyway and just say, screw the permits.
Well, if my dad knows somebody, that's why. If the insurance wasn't paying, if my dad had to pay out of his pocket, that's exactly right.
No. Now, I wonder if that permit thing is like a union-type issue or if it's just like period.
No, it's...
Because I think in Indiana, no matter what they say, okay, we'll get the permits whenever they open up, because we got to do the work. Because right now, basically, if they stay locked down for 6 months, they can't get any work done on their house.
Technically, if they have any kind of addition or anything done, like attached to a building, you have to have a permit.
This is not technically a building. It's a house. It's different. Technicalities. I'm the man. Yeah, but see, that's what they do in DC. They use technicality. Well, technically,
I'm just so fed up.
Oh, it's so bull crap, and I'm loving what they're doing in Michigan.
I'm just wanting to hurt somebody right now.
Oh, I know. It's bull crap.
Now,
I'm assuming that these people have gone to a government office or talked to someone who said that there's nothing they can do for them.
Honey, we can't even get to our DMV, and we're in Indiana.
Yeah.
All government buildings.
Oh, I know.
Are shut down.
Yeah, I know.
Secretary of State in Michigan. You have a Secretary of State in every city. I mean, as small as it is, has a Secretary of State office. You give your permits, your driving test, your driving.
See, that's what makes no sense, because that's a position. It'd be like saying, to me, that's weird, because it'd be like saying
the Secretary of State, his or herself, is in Lansing.
Yeah, when you say a Secretary of State, I would assume. So what do you mean? Like you have like there's a person that's a Secretary of State in every city, like an actual person.
Remember when we first got married and I had to get my name changed?
Yeah, and you said, where's your Secretary of State, Michael? That person lives in Indianapolis. There's one person. You call
the Secretary of State office in Indianapolis?
No, you call, in Michigan, you have millions of Secretary of State offices. I don't know why. See, you didn't say that. You said, where's the Secretary of State? I'm like, that's in Indianapolis. That's one person, not like an office.
Honey, that's just what we've always called it. I mean, that's what...
Everyone else calls it a Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, not Michigan, apparently.
Yeah, because they don't make sense. I mean, just like your governor don't make sense.
Exactly.
But anyways, let me see where I'm at, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got so much more. I want to see if I can find this really quickly. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Where am I at? Okay, that's like a 5 hour. It takes 10 seconds to read. Okay, remember Isaiah 41:10. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with victorious right hand. All right, victorious right hand. Think about that as you're going through your evening or your day, whenever you watch this. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a wonderful program for you today. See, people in this country are waking up. I'm sorry. I don't want that. No, you accidentally click one button and then you take. No, I don't want that. I want to go back. Yeah, I'll finish it later. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I know you got $1,200, so you can donate to the program. Because there's so many places that are under fire, because we know you got a $1,200 down payment. And most people are not working. And so if you want to donate to the program, feel free to donate if you can. If you can, if you can't, I got you. I understand. But that's how it is. I mean, you know, because I'm looking at possibly getting some newer equipment and stuff, because just some of the stuff is being held together by things and stuff. But, you know, and as the show grows, I grow. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And you know, I mean, this is just nuts. This is just crazy what's going on in this world. Because you have, like people like Stacey Abrams, and you have people like Alyssa Milano that are standing behind a predator. If you look at the photos and stuff from Joe Biden, how can you not be creeped out? Pardon me. I would be. I'd be creeped out. I'd be creeping out.
Creeped out. I'm a woman.
Yeah, there's tons of photos and videos where he's like getting near, where he's like putting his arm on a. Normally, if I go to Molly and I pick her up or I put my arm around her or something, she's not running away from me. She's not creeping out on me. because I'm not trying to do something creepy to her. Like, I tell her like I tell anybody. I say, okay, let me tell you something. If you feel like if you don't trust somebody, if you feel uncomfortable, you go to Aunt Melissa, Uncle Kyle, you go to Mary, whoever is closest.
Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad.
Anybody.
That you trust.
Yes. And, I mean, those photos, I'd be afraid to show a little kid. But, you know, they're standing behind him. They're standing behind, you know, this Tara Reid. You know, how dare she make up this stuff? Yeah. It doesn't take a genius to look at all those videos and photos and go, wait a minute here. Tara Reid? Wow. I believe her just on the photos I've seen. And there's an old saying in the restaurant business, you find one cockroach, there's usually 10 you don't see. 9 or 10. I would be surprised. I would probably have a heart attack. She was the only one. I wouldn't be surprised if there's multiple women. Multiple women. More than 10. But, I mean, this is the same woman that's like, oh, we need to vote by mail. You can go to Walmart and shop right now. Obama can go play golf, even though Michelle Obama is like, we need to stay at home, and you should only go out except for essential things. You should only go out for essential things, like you need essential foods to survive. If you need essential, if it's not essential to you living, you shouldn't do it. And Barack Obama's out playing golf. Well, I guess he's going to die if he didn't play golf. So, you know, he can go out and play golf, but I'm not supposed to go anywhere or do anything. I'm supposed to stay locked in my house, but the governor of Michigan is probably doing whatever she wants to do. The mayor of Chicago is having people coming over, getting the haircut, not social distancing, because they know the facts. They know the truth that 0.03% of the population are dying. That it's nothing like they, like we see. I was kind of concerned about this virus in the beginning because I didn't know. Now that I know that New York was like, I got 400 ventilators. I got to go decide who lives and who dies. Well, we're actually stockpiling them for, we're preparing for the pandemic. No, what I think it was Andrew Cuomo didn't realize how on the ball Trump would be. And when they started receiving ventilators like that, he was expecting it to be like a month before he had anything. And he could keep going, I'm waiting on the ventilators. People are dying. He could keep making up the bullcrap about people dying because he didn't have ventilators. But as soon as you start getting ventilators like ASAP, like instantly that he didn't even need in the first place, he's like, crap, what are we going to do, man? I had like thousands of ventilators. We sold in an auction a couple years ago, we sold them. We got rid of them. What am I going to do with these things? I didn't expect Trump to have these ventilators here in like 2 days. What the heck? We're stockpiling them. Oh, no, I don't need any more. Stop. Yeah, you don't need any more because you didn't need them in the first place, and you didn't expect them to arrive that quick. You didn't expect the American people to stand up, okay, we're going to stop making Ford cars right now, and we're going to start making ventilators. We're going to start making N95 masks. I hate on the show when I'm right, but I'm right. You know, when Donald Trump comes on Rush and goes, you know what, I should have been against the wall from the beginning because all the Democrats wanted it. See, these people want you locked down. See, this virus is sort of like a penny tax. They want you to accept the penny tax. I know people that from now that will never, until there is not one case of COVID-19, they're going to be afraid to go anywhere or do anything. We need to be locked down. I like Kevin. Why can't we have Kevin Trudeau as our president? Because he wants to stay locked down for like 4 years. How are Canadians going to be locked down for four? And if the U.S. says, okay, game on, everything's back to normal, what are they going to do? Have the NHL without Canadian hockey teams? Because they can't play. They're going to be in lockdown. I mean, Biden has basically said that, you know, that the New York Times has done all kinds of investigations. Biden believes that all women have the right to be heard and their claims thoroughly reviewed. The talking points read according to a copy sent to two Democratic operatives. In this case, a thorough review by the New York Times has led to the truth. This incident did not happen. Okay, New York Times. Here's the bottom line, they read. Vice President Joe Biden has spent over 40 years in public life, 36 in Senate, and 7 Senate campaigns. Two previous presidential runs, 2 vice presidential campaigns, and 8 years in the White House. There has never been a complaint, allegation, hint, or rumor of any inappropriate or improperly or inappropriate conduct like this regarding him ever. But all those photos and videos of him being creeped out, creeping, and those were before anyone ever made a claim. All those photos and videos were showing creepy stuff. Here's the first false verdict. Lie number one is a claim that the New York Times conducted a thorough review of Tara Reade's increasingly credible sexual assault allegations against Biden. They never did that. There's no such thing. It never happened. But liberals, most liberals are going to believe it no matter what. I mean, you could tell a liberal 9/11 didn't happen and they'd... Well, of course 9/11 didn't happen. That was Bush that did it. Bush was involved. The Times reporting led to the truth that the incident did not happen. Verdict false. Second lie, the New York Times concluded that Joe Biden did not sexually assault Tara Reade. Even the far left Times felt the need to debunk the straight up falsehood, humiliating the would-be VP, Stacey Abrams, who spread the fake news all over CNN primetime. Our investigation made no conclusion either way, a Times spokesman told BuzzFeed Wednesday morning. They don't know. I'm just looking at the creepy videos and photos of him. There's way too many to it to be a coincidence. There has never been a hint or a rumor of similar behavior from Biden ever in the history. That's nonsense. To begin with, while Reade's allegations that Obama, which one Obama? I'm just kidding, it was Biden, shoved his hand up her skirt in 1993, penetrating her vagina with his fingers, excuse my French, but it's good, then fired her after she complained, is by far the most serious Tara Reade. You know, it's the most serious. Tara Reade is the 8th woman, number 8, to accuse Biden of misconduct. That's the 8th woman. But there's no history of it. There's no photos or video of him doing inappropriate stuff. If kids are watching, maybe they should watch. You want him, as a Democrat, you want him to be the commander-in-chief? And, you know, if this was a Brett Kavanaugh, this would be front-page news. I guess Brett Kavanaugh is guilty by the media, and if he's found not guilty, he just got off. Where Biden is innocent. And I'm innocent, and you ain't going to do nothing about it. It's just one of those things. No, I don't care who you are. If you're Mike Tyson, if you're O.J. Simpson, hands up. I don't care who you are. You're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. But don't forget, you know, we got the 28th Amendment that the Congress shall not pass any laws that they don't, I mean, if they're going to pass a law, they have to abide by what all these congressmen and senators pass all these laws that they don't have to abide with. Well, you know, if Brett Kavanaugh really truly did that, he should have been punished. Well, if Biden has really done this, they should have been punished. He should get equal treatment here. If you're going to pass a law, you should have to abide by it. Congress should have to have the same health care we do. But, you know, I mean, if Tara Reid was abused, he needs to pay the price for that. Just like, I can't wait because COVID-19 patients are responding positively to remdesivir in major U.S. trial. I'm just waiting for CNN to say Trump gives positive false hope on remdesivir, a drug that may, and I repeat, may help COVID-19 patients. May. He's putting false hope in their brains. Well, let me tell you something. If my wife had COVID-19 for the second time and was going to die, and remdesivir could save her life, I would try it. If any drug could potentially help my wife, I'm going to try it. She's my world. I couldn't imagine life without her. Same thing with me. They're looking into, France is actually looking into this, believe it or not. There's evidence that people that smoke are like 10 times less likely to get COVID-19, and trying to figure out why. And they're looking at it might be the nicotine, and they're like, hey, here's a nicotine patch. If it could prove to significantly reduce my risk, give me a patch. I'm just saying. Do your homework. It's not false hope. Now that we have doctors that are taking the data that they've gotten in the couple months since this has been here, and they're like, gee, let me see here. 0.03% deaths, 1,234 deaths in California or whatever. More people die from the flu. But why are we locked down from this? Why, you know? And that's what they believe has died from COVID-19. They may have had it, but was that the actual cause? I mean, with 52 of 400,000 primary voters contracted coronavirus, no deaths. Wisconsin, here are the facts. That's fact. I want real facts, I don't want made up bullcrap where they try to make people, okay, hey, you need to find a way. I don't care if you need to find someone that is positive and have them touch this patient so that he can be positive for it so that you can claim he died from it. You do whatever you have to ensure these patients die of COVID-19. We gotta make this pandemic believable. If people are being locked down, we need to prove why they're being locked down. See, I watched the documentary, and I truly believe this. I truly believe this, that we have a drug epidemic in this country for one reason. Well, you ever use medical cannabis? Right here. It helps me immensely. Well, wait a minute. If smoking one joint's the equivalent to a carton of unfiltered cigarettes, and it's so deadly, and you find out that, wait a minute here, a guy has been using it medically since 1982 through the federal government. They grow the marijuana at the University of Mississippi, send it to Dolly Rural, North Carolina, where it's rolled in cigarette form, put into a tin and freeze-dried since 1982 for medical benefits. He's had like 180,000 joints unfiltered, has 110% lung capacity, his brain function is perfect, everything's normal. Every person that is on the program that's still alive is perfectly healthy. The people that were on it that died of natural causes that would have happened anyways. It has medical benefits. Wait a minute here. If it seems, well, the government said it's dangerous. Well, okay, I'm going to try GHB. Look at, the government said that cannabis was deadly, but it wasn't, they lied about how bad cannabis was, and it's safe. And I think a lot of people, well, I'm going to try meth. I mean, how bad can it be? The government said that cannabis was bad, and it wasn't bad at all. I would do that any day over alcohol. And then they do something that they think is going to be safe because they're told cannabis is safe. No, they're told cannabis is dangerous. And it's not dangerous. So they say, well, if meth, they say, is dangerous, it can't be. Maybe they're lying about that, too. And I think that's a big reason why we have an epidemic in the country. You know, people, I guess ever since I learned about how what they did to make cannabis illegal and how, wait a minute, it was a pharmaceutical, they used it, it was a textile. I guess I was always angered at the fact, like, wait a minute here, original Levi's jeans are made from recycled sailcloth made from hemp? Wait a minute here. If I had the ability and I knew what I was doing, I'd love to start a U.S. clothing manufacturer using all hemp. That'd be something cool to do. But because they have all these, I remember I've said this before, they had a rock the vote thing. Without going into view, I got a question. Do you support legalization of medical marijuana? And I'm like, okay, that's a scripted question. I bet you $1 million that was a scripted question. Well, I'm not a doctor, nor are you. And I'm like, well, what about the industrial? You know, I just want to, because I had a question. I got a question. What about, you know, you talk about marijuana, but what about cannabis? That 8 pound for pound, it produces more ethanol than any other substance on this planet. It produces a far superior paper that doesn't yellow. It's got antimicrobial properties, so if you use it as a Band-Aid, you wouldn't need to have antiseptic. What else? The lumber behind it would be amazing. Hempcrete is like rot-proof, fireproof, all that stuff. It's, you know, what about it for that? What about it for the millions of industrial applications? Because those questions were scripted. What about it for that? You know? It goes back to the, I think it always goes back to the narrative in this situation, in this, what's going on here. You know, you need to be looking at what's, don't look at the hand they want you to look at. They want you to be scared with this virus. They want you to be scared. Wait a minute here. If I learned how BS, how what they did to make cannabis illegal and demonize it so that they could get money from an organization that was going to lose millions and millions of dollars because, well, now the cannabis is legal and alcohol is going to be legal. They have nothing to go after. Well, guess what? These enters, the black people, and these crossing the border, they would call them wetbacks back in the day, crossing the border Mexicans, well, they're associated with this plant coming across. And blacks are associated with using it. So, hey, if we get it illegal, we can go after both. Because we got to have funding somehow, because we're losing almost all our funding because there's nothing for us to really go after. Because if they make alcohol legal, like they did, okay, we can't get funds to go after alcohol when it's legal. Very interesting. Wow. But my point is, when I saw what they did to make alcohol legal and the shady lying that they did, wait a minute here. Then how do I trust them with anything else? Any information? How do I trust them with any information they give me? I don't trust them. So when they say these virus in the beginning, I might say, yeah, I don't, you know, but I still question the virus in the beginning. But, you know, you expect me to believe a government when I don't trust how, when I saw how they treated the cannabis and demonized it to make it illegal? I wasn't alive back then, but it there was enough that happened kept me from even standing up and supporting it. In terms of, well, look at all this medical benefit it's had. Look at all this industrial benefit it has. How is it, you know, I can't believe it. And since I, you know, and that just made me lose all trust. Got about 27 minutes left in this program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, this conversation today is brought to you by Mel's Crochet. Handmade crocheted bags. Made in the U.S. by Americans with American-made products. And remember, folks, if you want something that's not on the Facebook page, she can custom make something for you. But all the stuff on Mel's Crochet's Facebook page, if you look up Mel's Crochet, is for sale. And I want to thank my beautiful wife for letting me showcase her business on here. And they're amazing. I don't think I need one, but I just want her to make me something. Oh, would I pay her for it? Yeah, I'd do something for her. But I'd do something for her every day because that's my wife. But it's just, I mean, this is how bad it is. Amazon sourced thermal cameras from a blacklisted Chinese company that it's illegal to do business with. E-commerce giant Amazon reportedly purchased thermal cameras to monitor workers' temperatures during the Chinese virus pandemic from a Chinese firm blacklisted by the United States over allegations that it helped China detain and monitor Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. Are you kidding me? But that's, you know, he's an anti-American billionaire, so... Yeah, you did, and I love it.
I could be blankets, I could be scarves, hot holders.
They'd be itchy, but you could probably make your bra and be very itchy. And I'm just saying.
But yeah, I can do custom.
It's funny because, like, I like made in America stuff, and I've always been kind of like that. And, you know, and there's this, like, hippie shop that has like these pants, and I'm like, God, they're really cool. And like when we looked at them, everyone's like, well, they only have extra large and double X. And it's like, you know, and of course, because of COVID-19, now like no one's there, so you can never get a hold of luckily when I've done this world broadcasting website to look at new equipment, they're at least there. They're at least writing back and forth. Even if they're from working from home, he gave me some suggestions on things I can do and stuff. And see, and most of, you know, so some businesses are still functioning. And you may be, they may be working from home, but still they're functioning. So it's good. Some aren't. So you take it at face value. See, what most people, what the media doesn't realize is a coffee mug that I have tea in. If this is running against Joe Biden, I would vote for this. I would literally vote for this. And the media, I think they get it, but they don't care. Well, we're going to, Joe Biden, he's an upstanding model citizen. I know he's got about 25 people accusing him of molestation and rape and all this stuff, but guess what, folks? We don't care. He's a Democrat. Okay. It's okay.
You have the sexual assault charges. You have the Ukraine. You have what he's done for his family, giving them our money.
Yeah.
Or working on a deal so they get money with his, and he's the most upstanding. Oh my goodness.
You know,
how upstanding would he be if he changed to Republican?
Oh, let me tell you. Yeah, if he was a Republican, if he had an R in front of his name, 24/7, can you believe that? Look at that. There's 8 people, including this one person that's come forth. How dare! I still remember when George Bush was like, well, he all but admitted to smoking weed and doing illegal drugs back in the day. How can he even run for president? He should. There are people in Texas in the federal prison system doing for all but Bush would admit. Oh, Bill Clinton. Well, I tried it, but I didn't inhale. I didn't. Well, if you didn't inhale, then how could you know if you liked
Obama?
It or not?
Obama? Yeah, he clearly admitted it.
Oh, yeah. And that's another point. He was coming on, oh, yeah, in college, I was so effed up, I couldn't even tell you what day it was. But Bush couldn't even admit to it. Ari Fletcher, they had to, like, shut it up because the media, it's called a narrative. Bush couldn't admit to using anything because Lord help him. Obama was, there's photos, videos, yeah, he was so effed up. Yeah, I was on GHB, coke, heroin. Yeah, there's whippets. Yeah, I used to carry around a nitrous tank and I the sticker said oxygen. Oh, nitrous. There's a time and place for everything and it's called college, kids. Just remember, folks, just like that, not my president became, where's my check? That's right, folks. I just want y'all to know that yesterday I was marked safe from being stupid enough to think that Trump told me to ingest disinfectant, you know. I need to make a YouTube video with, like, Lysol and treat it like a aerosol thing. See, I think instead of telling people not to drink bleach and disinfectants, you should not say a word and let the natural selection process play out. I'm just saying. Because if you're not smart enough to know that you shouldn't drink bleach, then I'm sorry, but you shouldn't. Sorry. Natural selection. You're not smart enough. If you were in fourth grade and you still thought it was okay to drink bleach, then there's something wrong with you. That's okay. It's okay, folks. Okay. Yeah, I sent my. If you don't, you gotta watch this guy. Where is it? Pissed Off Vic on YouTube. It's hilarious. He does a video. I don't know what to do. What is this? And then he's like, "What if the mask is infected? My gloves." Oh. It's one of his most G-rated videos, but it's hilarious. Because it's like, I know people like that. They're like so panicked. And it's sad how easily manipulated these people are, because they, and I know people that will always, like, how can we ever open up, or how can you ever go to a restaurant and have dinner as long as there is still at least one person in the U.S. that has COVID-19? How can you even consider doing anything? I can't believe it. The facts speak for themselves. Andrew Cuomo speaks for himself. Well, I've got 400 ventilators we're stockpiling them. Only 400 ventilators, and you got to decide who lives and who dies to. Now you got stockpiles, saving them for a rainy day to. Now that's called, shoot. Oh, shite. I didn't think that we would. What the heck? 3 days later, we got ventilators coming? Crap, we didn't need any to begin with. What do we do with them? I can't just tell them stop sending them. I was on the media about two days ago saying, okay, you know. Yeah. You need to stay at home. We need to put locks on the door so that you can't leave your house. But Obama's playing golf? Really? See, people are waking up to seeing all these politicians saying one thing and doing something else. While me and my wife are wondering where our bills are coming from, luckily we have some income and we're doing okay and we're not really worried about that. But a lot of people are wondering where their next meal's coming from, and you got Nancy Pelosi with like 75 ice creams, and I love this because Sarah Silverman is exposing Senator Gilliland's Me Too movement double standard with Biden and Franken about how they're shut with Al Franken and Joe Biden. And that little Me Too hypocrisy game is starting to break, because there are some women that, like, yeah, I'm a Democrat, but if she really was assaulted by Biden, something has to happen. We can't allow that. I'm sorry. You know, she is starting to look like the governor of in Georgia, that he's like, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. I'm here to do what's best for the American people, no matter what it is. If Trump is the best thing for the American people, so be it. I will vote for a Democrat if I think they're the best for my country. But most of the people, and what would I have to lose anyways? Because most of the Republicans have lied to me anyways. They said they're going to do this and they do that. See, I look at most politicians running for office like giving somebody money. Like, if I gave I 100% of the time, I assume if someone wants to borrow money from me and I give them money, I assume I'm not getting any of it back. I assume that I'm never going to see that money again. They're not going to, here's that $20 I borrowed. But I see some people saying, wait a minute here. It's nice to see a Democrat stand up, you know, Sarah Silverman stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. If you're going to go off on, if you want to have a thorough investigation of Brett Kavanaugh, have one of Biden. There have been allegations in the past. Those photos have been floating around in some of those videos for a long time. This is nothing new. This is not like all of a sudden the state-run media that says that Biden's way ahead in the polls is magically, Democrats are magically getting attacked by the Republicans because they know that Biden's going to win, and the only way they can get rid of Biden and have him not be the president is have this allegation come out. He's had allegations against him before, so this is nothing new. Okay. I mean, just look at Massachusetts. They've had a massive influx of people wanting medical cannabis cards. all you have to do is make, well, as soon as you legalize medical, I remember they said this, as soon as you legalize marijuana in America, guess what? The drug cartels are going to find a way to get involved in the legal business, and they're still going to traffic in. Wow. Oh, so if it's legal, how are, you mean that, yeah, can someone show me where the cartels are in California? They're not. Show me in Colorado. Show me in these legal legal states where cannabis or medical cannabis is legal. Please show me where the cartels are in there 100%. That's what they used to say back in the day, that that's going to happen. Pardon me. But that's fact that they said back in the day. It's a 1996 documentary, but look, watch The Hemp Revolution. I cry when I watch it a lot, because I knew, when you see how much knowledge they knew about the plant back then, and you know that it's only been till now that they've even allowed it for recreational use in terms of growing it for like paper and stuff. Now that's what I hope. My hope is, once we get in a couple years, that you'll be able to buy hemp clothing. And it'll be made in America. Because I've had hemp pants in the past, but I mean, it's ridiculous when you got to spend like $80 for a pair of all hemp denim. I've got some hemp canvas pants. They were gray. Most of them I found were like hemp cotton, and I like the 100% hemp, and they last forever. They last for like, I forget how many years. It was ridiculous, but they were amazing. But you know, that's what I'm hoping too with this hemp bill, that maybe the CBD can start going down in price. So like CBD is not so dang expensive. So if I want to get some nice Charlotte's Web, I'm not going to pay $100 for a little tiny vial of it. But I mean, it's the times. It's what's happening. People are waking up. Just like people are seeing how not dangerous this COVID-19 is. But and what gets me is these people that look at COVID-19 from this aspect. If there's one person on a ventilator, well, see this person? She's on a ventilator. How dare you want to open this country and get people back working while this lady's on a ventilator? I should have been on a ventilator in December. Why weren't we locked down? Why weren't we closed? I was having to use, because of my muscle issue, I have no energy to begin with. I have to take medications to function, to get up and go and do every day. I run a support group that's almost a full-time job. And I'm there for people, and they're there for me. And I give of myself sometimes and put myself to the back burner because my wife comes first. The people in the support group come first too, you know, and that's what I do. I give of myself. But that's who I am. And I do all this stuff. And I work, and I take all these, and that's what I do. And I had to use all that energy, the little bit I had, to try to take and wash my sheets because they're completely saturated because I was sweating because I was 104 degree temperature. If I turned from one side to the other, I was coughing so bad. Then I was taking Delsym, and I was taking the narcotic cough syrup, and nothing was working. But, wow. Yeah, they didn't shut down for us. When my wife had it, when I had it, when the hospital was full of people that 90% of them were not testing positive for COVID-19. Well, the flu, because the COVID-19, it wasn't even an issue yet, but it was here. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. And now, look, there's this person teaching on a ventilator. You want to open up? How can you dare think about opening up this country when you have someone is on a ventilator fighting for their life? Well, I should have probably been on one. I couldn't breathe. I was having breathing treatments and having inhaler stuff. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for doing something. The Premier League, as many of you, I talked about this on Tuesday. From what I've heard, Mikel Arteta has been told, like, it's going to be a barter trade system. If you can't get someone for free, or you trade this player for that player, or this player for two players, we don't have the financial money to open up, to spend. We've lost millions. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I know Jadon Sancho is out of the window because, I mean, unless we can get some massive income coming in and people can justify, you know, Dartmouth want how much? $100 million, and they're not going to settle for anything less. And it's kind of like it's a screw job because, hey, he wants to leave, but, hey, we want $100 million. He needs to force the move and say, hey, there's Manchester, no, I want to leave, and I'm forcing to move. If you try to keep me here, then I'm just going to refuse to play. Because I don't see any team. Because, I mean, and it's so hard to talk about because who knows what the transfer window is going to. Because if they start in June and they end in July and they want to get back to almost like a normal Premier League season start next year, you may have, is a transfer window going to be a month or is you going to have, are you going to be able to do transfer deals? It's like a Jadon Sancho, I think a big deal breaker is him. Is Jadon Sancho is Champions League. He wants Champions League football, and if he doesn't get it, he wants to be at a club that's going to get it. And I think, you know, a lot of people are concerned because the French league has been basically suspended. They're done. They're like voiding the season because they're on major lockdown. And well, since they did it, will other things fall? No, I think other leagues are like, well, I think some countries are not seeing as bad. And like, hey, we want to try to get back to this normalcy. If we had to play at neutral grounds and have no fans, and like I said, you know, Nottingham Forest and Cambridge Football Club, I'd be in tears if they were playing.
This is the newest one. I just finished it.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I got about 4 minutes left. This is one of the high quality made in America bags. I mean, my wife just made this for me, so I got a, this is a man bag. No, but this thing is tight. I mean, this thing is amazing. It's beautiful.
It's your favorite color, I know.
Yeah, I know, it is. It's off the chain. It's gorgeous. But that's how it is. I mean, that's quality stuff, too.
About a week to make one because I'm so wanting it to be perfect.
Yeah.
I'll undo it, redo it.
Yeah, because, I mean, she asked me all the time, well, do I do, is it centered here, centered there? Yeah, that doesn't look
there's
centered. You better redo it.
There's a lot of, it's all tied off and knotted up. I can't. But
yeah,
there's
I know.
A lot of love in
this. Yeah, there is. There's a lot of love. And just like there's a lot of love with this football. And it's like, we just want to get back to some sense of normalcy. And at least in the States, we're not seeing anything to justify not playing NBA or not playing NHL. Or, I mean, my friend, her daughter, they got like the golf cart out and she had a prom dress on, and, you know, and they did all kinds of stuff because kids can't have proms. So they did all kinds of photos with her and, you know, and made a special night for her because she couldn't have prom. And it's just like, wow. You know, it just brings me, you know, it's just like, okay, Cambridge Football Club and Nottingham Forest, I'd be in tears because it's football. You know, I mean, we're going through a draw, you know, and it's like, okay, well, who's coming to United? Who's not? Well, I think you have to get a finale. The season has to be finished before you can make that determination. If they null and void the season, and is Man City going to probably still be punished? Yes or no? 90 seconds left. If we null and void the season, are we going to go by last season where we're not in the Champions League?
What did Man City do exactly? Has anyone ever explained that?
It was something to do with finances. That's
all
we know.
Yeah, that's it.
Some illegal financial stuff.
I mean, when? 5 years ago? 2 years ago?
Who knows?
Last year?
I don't know.
So, if they void the season, does that void out? These are all questions that...
Well, if they void it out, more than likely they would go back to the standings from 2019.
Okay, so did Man City do something wrong financially then?
Who knows?
See, that's a question.
Yeah. So I think until we have a direct answer of, like, because I think the Premier League is going to do everything in their power to have the season finish. I don't ever see them. I would be shocked if they avoid the season. I think they're going to have it. So, got a migraine from heck, so I'm probably going to lie down after this. But thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. I do. I hope you guys wake up and, you know, and don't. Do your homework. Do your research. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we two pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, all, and God bless you. Goodbye.